You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Agents to help seniors with their Medicare plans. And one thing you need to know about is there are a few people out here on the internet giving you some bad advice that could not only threaten your clients, threaten your business, but also threaten your license, so your livelihood is just destroyed. One of the things I want to bring to your opinion is today, AHIP, which educates all the agents out there as we're talking with seniors on their Medicare Advantage plans in Part D, not to be confused with those agents who are staying strictly in the Medicare supplement arena. This is talking about Medicare Advantage particularly, and we all go through an AHIP certification course each and every year. I have for the last, 6 or 7 years. If you're going to be talking about Medicare Advantage, you have to adhere to these rules. And there are some people on the internet that are telling you that it's okay to use outbound cold call telemarketing, unsolicited calls outbound that start with a Medicare conversation, even talking about the Medicare supplement conversation, and then just so happen to randomly every once in a while pivot into a Medicare Advantage sale. I've said it before, you need to know it publicly, that that's a very dangerous way to conduct your business, especially if that's the only form or a significant form of your leads that end up turning into Medicare Advantage clients. It can jeopardize not only your business, your livelihood, and all that, but you have to go get a job at McDonald's afterwards because you won't be in this business when you get found out that that is the sole source of your incoming business. If someone's telling you this information and someone's telling you that it's okay to go get a telemarketer and use that telemarketer to do outbound calls for anything, if you're asking them about their, you can ask them about their diabetes, or you can ask them about their knee brace, or you can ask them about, I'm just taking a survey. But if all that activity results in a Medicare Advantage sale, you will be caught and you will lose your renewals. And then you're banned for life and you can't sell anymore. I want to draw your attention to this latest update that just came out from AHIP this morning that goes along with the 2019 CMS-approved Medicare marketing guidelines for agents. Draw your attention to this slide right here. I believe it was slide 12. From the updates from AHIP, this is just my opinion. You need to probably seek out the advice and counsel of a lawyer and the accountant to tell you how much money will not be in your bank account if you follow this guideline and do something other than what I'm telling you right now. But again, this is just my opinion. But it's pretty clear. I mean, this is literally black and white, so I'm going to read it for you. Marketing representatives may not accept an appointment. You can't even go. You can't accept that appointment to sell a Medicare Advantage or Part D product that resulted from an unsolicited contact. Here's the key. Oh, but my telemarketer's in the Philippines. You're going to be okay. Just get this telemarketer from me and have them call. You'll sell Medicare Advantage. It'll be great. Regardless of who made the contact, even if the call started based on a non-MA or non-PD product. So, no matter who made that call for you, if they set an appointment for you and then that turns into an MA sale, then that turns into another MA sale, why do you think you have to keep the scope of appointment for so long? Because they want to go back and be able to audit you for a long time later. And what happens if you get one complaint, one person drops a dime on you, and you get found out that you've been using telemarketing outbound calls this whole time to generate your block of Medicare Advantage business? It's not worth it. It's illegal. Don't do it. Just to clarify, if you're in the Medicare supplement space and all you're doing is selling Medicare supplements and you're helping people with their Medicare supplements, AHIP as a whole does not apply to you. These marketing guidelines do not apply to you, and you can use telemarketing. Always have, hopefully always will. In the state of Ohio, in case you didn't catch it on MedicareAgentTraining.com, specifically banned from calling people about any Medicare product, including Medicare supplement. But Medicare supplements are not adhering to the guidelines as outlined in AHIP. But if any part of your business is derived from Medicare Advantage or Part D drug plan sales, don't use outbound telemarketing to make those sales happen, because you will get found out. One day, it's going to happen. Mark my words, mark this video, it did happen. If you're getting any advice to the contrary, just please consider your source. Consider the time that they've had in the industry. Consider how many agents that they've heard of where bad things have happened to those agents and they've lost their license and they've lost their renewals. One of the benefits that comes from experience and seeing other people fall so that you don't have to. Don't do it. It's not worth it. My name is Chris Westfall. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.